Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
Want to get well live. This is the show where your health gets you well. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those 100 pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio. It's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. We're going to kick it off with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show,
Hi,
darling.
There. Oh, I'm going to have to start listening to you every night. I was calling you about something specific, and listening to the others, I realize I don't know enough. But
that's
I do
okay.
have diabetes,
okay.
And my question was this, and then I'll add that I've got more difficulties than I thought.
Okay.
You know, I have always heard that if you don't eat, that your blood sugar drops. Well,
that's right.
But in the morning, if I take my blood sugar at 5, it's usually between 101 and 119. But if I wait till 7 or 7:30, it's on up there by 128, 139. I mean, what is happening? I don't understand it because I haven't eaten.
Right.
I didn't eat anything between 5 and 7. But if I don't take my blood sugar earlier, it's higher. What's going on? Do you know?
What happens? Yeah, absolutely. What happens is over a period of time when you wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are supposed to be at their highest in the morning. Now, cortisol is a stress hormone.
C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L.
Yes, cortisol is it's a stress hormone, and it's secreted by the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And when that happens, then a couple things. When typically, let me tell you the normal pattern. First thing, you wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are supposed to be very high.
Uh-huh.
And when you wake up in the morning and they're high, it can affect blood sugar levels. As it affects blood sugar levels, it can cause you to feel a certain way. It can cause you to the blood sugar to actually change. So that's why when you first wake up, if your body's in a fatigued state, then your cortisol levels can be a little bit lower. If they're a little bit lower, your blood sugar is going to be a little bit lower. Once cortisol kicks in a little bit, though, it makes your blood sugar kind of go haywire a little. And that's why it begins to increase, even though you haven't had any food. And that's why breakfast is so important. That's why they call it breakfast. Break fast is the word. It's because you're breaking a fast of being in sleeping state. And see, when you're sleeping, your body is still utilizing glucose, which is blood sugar, and it's still utilizing some of the food and nutrition that you've had from the day before. But once you start winding down into that 6 to 8 hours of sleep, then the body's cortisol levels kick in, makes you more hungry. And, of course, then the blood sugar levels begin to change. And if you're dealing with diabetes, then you're going to be playing, you know, you're one of those things that you want to eat first. As soon as you wake up, you need to be putting food in your body. Everybody really does. But when you're dealing with diabetes, it's something that you really need to do, is to get up and get that meal in. Now, your meals don't need to have a lot of carbohydrates in the morning. You got to keep it simple. So a good meal or breakfast for you in the morning to keep your blood sugar stabilized is you want to have equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. So eggs would be great in the morning, of course. And that's the whole egg, not just egg whites, not egg beaters, but the real thing. So 2 to 3 organic eggs in the morning, cooked in coconut oil or butter. And then your carbohydrates, you could do a bowl of fresh berries, like strawberries or blueberries, raspberries, something like that would be great. And not toast and not potatoes and not oatmeal. You want to stay away from all those things. They're going to affect your blood sugar in a negative way. And then you want to get good, healthy fats in the morning. Now, if you eat the eggs, you'll get great fats out of the egg yolks. And, of course, if you're using coconut oil to cook with or butter, that's going to be really good fat as well. Fat does a couple of things. It slows down the digestive process of your food so it doesn't go in and out of your body so quickly. It takes its time so you can utilize the proteins and the fats and all that kind of thing. So it's important to be able to do that. Now, the other thing, too, with diabetes, you want to start using some things with your meals that will help regulate blood sugar. One is alpha-lipoic acid. It's an antioxidant that works very well. But then they also have some minerals that work well. Vanadium is really important. Also, chromium picolinate is great. And manganese. All three of those can be taken along with the alpha-lipoic acid with your meals to help regulate blood sugar and really get the body more stabilized, especially your pancreas, which is where the blood sugar is secreted in the first place, and get it where it needs to be. So those are a couple of places to start. Now, I do encourage you to exercise, because in diabetes, exercise plays a big role. And a lot of people really don't exercise the way they need to when they're struggling with diabetes. And getting that in place, getting it in order, one of the best things that you can do to get your health back where it needs to be. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our health challenges are something we deal with every single day. And most of them, 80% of them, are diet and lifestyle related. That means if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you could lifestyle your way out and get well. It's true. The body changes every single day. So are you willing to change with it? Are you willing to make the kind of choices and the kind of changes that you need to make in order to get well? Well, that's something that you have to decide, and it's something that you have to look into and want to do. And that's why the subtitle of my book, Empowering Your Health, has always been, Do You Want to Get Well? Because if you do, if you're willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, then your body can get well. And that's the choice you have to make. Because the choices, the things that we do, the choices, the lifestyle choices we make every day matter. The foods that we eat, the water that we drink, getting half our body weight in ounces of pure non-chlorinated water daily, the exercise that we get or don't get, the rest that we get, making sure that we get to bed before midnight, knowing that every minute of sleep before midnight is worth 4 minutes after midnight. That plays a big role. So monitoring stress levels, managing our stress, managing our health, all play key roles in getting our bodies where they need to be. So what are you doing with your health? Have you made some changes? Or are you just sitting back hoping that you don't get sick? Or hoping that you don't get something that might be coming down the pipeline genetically, or thinking that you're going to get something that grandpa had. It's not true. Genetics play about 15 to 20% of the overall equation. Remember that. So our lifestyle choices play the biggest role in our health. And the good news is we're in control of that. So no one else can take responsibility for your health but you. And so what kind of choices are you making today? Because the choices you can and will to make today will determine the health that you're going to have tomorrow. 888-283-7272. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Now let's go to Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
I want to say I think you're a godsend, and I wish there was one of you standing on every corner.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. What's going to be your question tonight?
All right. I have a son-in-law who's had a couple of bouts of the MRSA infection.
MRSA infection. I'll tell you what, we're going to go into this break. Hang tight. And we're going to talk about MRSA. We'll get into the details about what's been going on and come up with a great solution. MRSA is something that a lot of people struggle with. And it's something that affects our immune system in a major way. But there's a way to get out of it. And we'll talk about that and get into the question when we come out of this break. So hang tight.
Help
healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237, or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at intakenetwork.com.
I think it was last year, the first part of the year, he had a bout with the Mercer. He had one lance that was pretty bad. He was on pretty strong antibiotics. Since then, he's had another couple of flare-ups, and here in the last, I believe it was this past Saturday, he came down with another one, which is pretty large. He went to the doctor. He gave him some scepter antibiotic tape. He's running a temperature of like 102.5, maybe a little higher with it. And I told my daughter that I was going to call you and talk with you because I listened to you quite frequently. And I had talked with you earlier last year concerning my husband, and some of the advice that you had given me had really helped my husband. And I told her that I was going to call and see if, you know, if you could give us some ideas about how to keep this thing from annoying him right on.
Yeah, I'm sure. What is his age?
He is 39.
Okay, so right around the big turn, right there.
Uh-huh.
Well, a couple things that he can do is when you're dealing with MRSA, and of course, I guess he's done several antibiotics, right?
Yes,
and
nothing's
seemed to help. He's gone the route. All right.
Yes, sir.
The first thing you want to do. I mean, obviously, he's done that, so. The other thing is to make sure that the things he's putting inside of his body every single day are going to matter tremendously. When you're dealing with the immune system, you have to do everything you can with a MRSA infection to make the body's own natural immune system extremely strong. And it's not hard to do. You can make it happen, but he has to be very strategic in the things that he chooses to do now. And the first thing I would make sure that he's doing on a regular basis is cutting out all wheat products that contain any kind of flour. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. Why? Because there's that protein in there called gluten. And gluten is highly inflammatory to the body. It used to be thought that gluten is simply for people that deal with celiac. And you know, it's just a celiac disease issue and people can't handle gluten. But what we found is about 95% of people cannot handle it. They just can't. And because they can't handle gluten, then it affects the body in so many different ways, whether it's an infection or it's autoimmune disease or other types of things. So it's important to avoid it altogether, at least for 8 weeks, because it takes 7.5 weeks for a gluten protein to come out of the system and not affect it. So I would start there without a shadow of a doubt. I would get started in that with that aspect. Have him change the way he's eating because that's going to help build the immune system. He can use echinacea and golden seal. It comes in a tincture, and it works well in supporting immune function, building up the immune system. But I'll tell you what really kills off MRSA-related infections now, especially if he's gone the route of doing all the antibiotics. See, that's the key right there. Coming off the antibiotics and you know not seeing the complete results that he's looking for, that plays a big role. There's one that works very well. It's kind of old school, but it's new school, and it's ionic silver. It works well, and it's something that he can use on a daily basis. It keeps the immune system strong, kills off extra or excess viral infections, bacterial infections, and he would simply want to do about 20 drops 3 times a day, and you can do it with meals. No big deal. But it works well, and high vitamin C levels, too, work very well. And I would say between 5 and 7,000 milligrams per day of vitamin C is going to be great for him. to completely have things balanced out within his body. And it's important to do that. It's important to make sure that vitamin C levels are balanced and in on a higher end, because they found that the higher your vitamin C levels are in the body, Linus Pauling did a big study on it. Of course, he won a Nobel Prize for his research in vitamin C. And it's just great because we've learned of how it affects the immune system and how much it strengthens it. And with MRSA, you know, you're dealing with something that's really challenging. I mean, it's something that's so resistant to the different bacteria, antibiotics. It's such a resistant bacterium that it can be a little bit scary. And people, when they hear MRSA, they can, you know, it's, they freak out and they get really concerned. But it's something that we see a lot more now than we used to. And if you just come up with a way to build the immune system up and do things on a daily basis, see, that's the key. It's making those little daily deposits in his health account is what's going to make the difference. And he's young. He's 39, and that's really young still. His immune system is still strong. And even though he's running these fevers, I would still encourage you to do the same protocol. Cod liver oil is important, and probiotics are very important when you're dealing with a massive bacteria like MRSA. He wants to do 4 probiotics in the morning on an empty stomach, and I would do 4 at lunch, right after or before, about 30 minutes before lunch. It's better to do it on an empty stomach, and then evening dinner, same thing on an empty stomach. Works well. Works very well. And I would encourage you to encourage him to get started, but don't lose hope. That's the thing that he cannot lose, is hope. Because in the middle of all this, his body, as much as it can get an infection like MRSA, it can start getting well. And the foods that he's eating every day, first thing you've got to change. You have to change that. Change the way he eats. You will literally change the way he lives. And it's so important because MRSA is scary. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with, but he doesn't have to keep it. It's one of those things that even though it's like just because the antibiotics didn't work, we don't just throw our hands up in the air and just say, oh, well, there's nothing else we can do. There's a lot that can happen. And focus on getting his immune system strong. And at the end of the day, his body will respond, and he'll be able to shake that thing. Even though people say it's very difficult, he will. He's young enough to be able to fight it. His body can fight it. And then I want to hear about it. Give me a call back here on the show or email me.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. We're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a disaster declaration along the Texas-Mexico border in response to the continued surge of illegal immigrant crossings. The governor's declaration in 34 Texas counties authorizes more state resources to assist law enforcement in those affected areas. Governor Abbott said in a statement that he was making the move to confront the border crisis in the absence of federal action and to protect Texans. Former Acting ICE Director Tom Homan says the governor's declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that the situation on the border is a national security risk.
His troopers have seized a record amount of fentanyl, and fentanyl spreads over this country. It killed over 64,000 Americans during the last crisis on the border. The criminal cartels control the Mexican-U.S. border, and Joe Biden administration handed it to them. They use this humanitarian crisis. They'll push hundreds of family groups to one area, tie all the Border Patrol agents up, so they move their fentanyl and their gang members to unprotected areas, which creates a national security crisis. Not counting how many people on the FBI watch list have gotten in successfully that we didn't arrest. It's a severe national security crisis.
And legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski plans to retire as Duke University's men's coach at the end of the 2021-22 season. Stadium First reporting on the coach's plans. Krzyzewski is the winningest coach in Division I men's basketball, winning 5 national championships in his 41 seasons at Duke. Only UCLA's John Wooden has won more titles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Great, man. What's up?
I have some general questions about adult attention deficit disorder.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm curious about diagnosis and then treatment options.
Okay, what are you curious about? What have you done? Let's start here. Where have you gone? Where are you now? And then we'll come up with some options.
Okay. Well, I'm almost 40 years old, and for a long time, I've just had a hard time focusing on different tasks. I'm a fairly successful adult, but I still have, my mind wanders during the day. I tend to set up multiple tasks at once instead of focusing on one thing. And then my lack of interest in things, a friend said, well, maybe you're depressed. And I kind of looked and I said, no, I don't think I'm depressed. And then another friend suggested, well, have you ever been diagnosed with adult attention deficit disorder. I've done a little bit of research online, and kind of maybe, but you know, I guess my next step would be to go to my healthcare provider. But I was a little curious what you could tell me about their how they diagnose it, and then treatment options after diagnosis.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about this. Now, do you find yourself really struggling with it now, or is it something that you deal with just periodically?
No, every day. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's gotten worse.
Right, I got it.
And I was never diagnosed as a hyper child. It kind of came out of the blue, but the more I read about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it kind of fits.
Well, tell me what you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's see what a day in the life of Todd looks like.
Breakfast usually is either coffee or a NOS or a Monster, something along those lines.
Wow.
Lunch is a side salad and then a burger of some sort. Then dinner is sporadic. My wife tries to keep me healthy, but I don't know if she's all that successful at it.
That's the decision you have to make.
Right. I would put myself in good health. I'm not overweight. Fairly physically active.
Right.
So I don't know that if diet's a big part, but that's something that
it's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge part. All of it's a huge part. But I mean, the reality is, when it comes to your health and it comes to dealing with ADHD or ADD, adult child, it's the same thing. The same thing's happening. You're dealing with neurotransmitters, and the neurotransmitters that are being affected typically when you're dealing with ADHD are a couple things. Now, the first one we usually see is dopamine. Dopamine is that's the one that also can be affected with bipolar, highs and lows.
Okay.
But ADHD is, obviously you can't focus. I mean, that's the big deal. You want to avoid the two foods I always talk about. They create food allergies, but gluten is the main one. Now, cow's milk, dairy, I talk a lot about it, avoiding it as much as you can. But when it comes to ADHD, I'm talking about foods with flour, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. But the reality is it's not great at all, and it's horrible for you. And that gluten protein, when you remove it, you're going to notice it. In a major way. I would say that's the number one thing you could do. Second thing is you want to balance out your dopamine levels. And the way to do that is you want to eat foods like meat, of course the organic grass-fed kind, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. All of those play a major role in your overall health, and especially balancing out dopamine levels. You want to avoid caffeine, so these drinks you're drinking for breakfast, like those NOS drinks and all that, that you're fueling the fire. You're throwing gasoline on the fire, and you think it's water. And so that's why every time you throw the gasoline on the fire, the flames get higher. You're making it worse by the things you do every day. Here's some supplements that help raise dopamine levels. Blueberry extract is very good.
Okay.
Tyrosine is very good. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's P5P, vitamin B6, is incredible. N-acetylcysteine is great as well. Okay, so those are the ones that keep dopamine levels elevated. And also, I'll tell you, the dark chocolate, the real dark chocolate, like the 80% kind, it's a little bit bitter. You can have a little bit of that every single day, about 4 squares of that a day, and it will help raise dopamine levels naturally. So there's some things, and really, you'll notice a big difference. I would also get a blood test just for kicks and giggles and see how your testosterone level is.
Okay.
Because low dopamine levels in a male will always equate to low testosterone levels. And you want to make sure that that stays up so you don't have prostate issues. So see how everything's kind of interconnected? I mean, you're asking me one question, and there's about 3 different ways to skin a cat in this. But you have to look at all ways, too, because they all tie in, and they all make a big difference in the overall health equation. So long story short, change your diet. Get on some of the supplements that will make a difference. You know, eat on some of the foods that I listed out for you and see how your body responds. You're going to need about an 8-week period to really see a difference. So it's not going to happen in 2 days. So right. Don't get into the microwave generation of people that want things tomorrow. And cod liver oil, of course, it's a gimme. So a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon in the evening, you're going to notice some major changes. When you do, please tell me about it. I want to hear about it. Either shoot me an email, call me back here on the show. It's great talking with you. 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. And now we're going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
My question is, I stay very busy. I have a full-time job. I have a cleaning service that I do on Sundays, and I'm currently in massage therapy school.
Oh, congratulations. And that's great. You like it?
I love it, but I'm like, I'm at the part where the rubber hits the road with the neuromuscular therapy part.
And yeah.
And I'm finding that I'm really very irritable. I feel like that my every nerve ending I have in my body is like PMSing. I just
really?
I have to really bite my tongue to calm down. I get stressed, and especially when it's time for a test or something. And I've really been trying to eat healthy, but I don't know. It's just I'm trying not to be so irritable going through what I'm going through, but I don't know how not to stress out so much on everything. I eat bananas for breakfast for the most part in the morning. For lunch, I cut up bell peppers of all colors, cucumbers, avocado. I eat one of those. But I also have an eating disorder that I've been battling with for quite a few years, and so I get paranoid eating at night, and I go to school at night.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So
well,
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like you're eating a lot of protein, though. Are you not?
No.
Are you vegetarian?
I'm trying to be. I have a heart. Well, you know, we took nutrition in school, and they played some movies that really freaked me out about eating meat.
Don't let it freak you out.
Well, it showed how it was processed. And
I know. I've seen them.
They do, and I'm like, it's corn-fed cows and the stuff like that is just like really. So I can't find myself wanting to eat meat, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of proteins and you're not. So that right there in itself is going to make anybody irritable because you can't produce the right kind of neurotransmitters. I was just talking to a gentleman about dopamine, and dopamine, when it gets low in the body, you can't focus. It's hard to concentrate. You get irritable. You get snappy with people, and you're thinking, why am I so, like Medea says, why are you so angry?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's one of those deals where you want to keep your brain chemistry balanced, neurotransmitters, so you can be balanced and you can be the kind of person that you know you are. And
can I ask
your brain,
you this?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I've been taking ginkgo biloba, too.
It's not going to do it.
Is it good for your brain?
It's okay. A lot of weak studies out on ginkgo right now, meaning that it's not really everything it's been cracked up to be for a while. Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to start, I would increase your meat intake. I really would. Now, you don't have to do so much red meat, but I would increase at least maybe one piece a week and only do the organic, grass-fed, hormone-free at least. Because the iron and the B12 that you have in there, the conjugated linoleic acid, there's so many nutrients that are in there that's so good for us. And that's why it's one of the best things you can eat. Now, fish and eggs, if you'll stick with that for your major protein sources,
uh-huh,
then you'll get great benefits. It'll start stabilizing your brain chemistry big time.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh. So, but you're doing great with the fats, the avocados and the fish oils and the nuts and the almonds and all that kind of thing. That's great. Vegetables, great. Breakfast, bananas, throw that out the window. Two organic eggs in the morning for breakfast. Get a bowl of fresh berries, and that needs to be your breakfast. You're going to have healthy fats, great proteins. You know, eggs have probably the best protein source on the planet. So just by doing that, getting the good low glycemic carbohydrates and those berries, that's going to make a huge difference in the way that you feel and the way that your body responds. So get started on that and then stay in touch with me. See if your body is still acting and your brain chemistry is acting the way that it is. Blueberries are really good for balancing dopamine. Chocolate, of course, I just talked about in the call before you. And also keeping those protein levels up and your healthy fats up. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
With On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
So here's the deal. You're dealing with anxiety. You don't know why. You came out of nowhere. You're not stressed out. Life's not falling apart. But yet, you can't, let me guess, you can't sleep at night, right?
No. If I take my Xanax, I sleep at night.
No, I'm talking about without medicine.
Right.
Right. So one of the major symptoms of low GABA levels in the brain is insomnia and anxiety. Those are the two. And so you take the Xanax, and it takes care of those issues. So you're able to go to sleep, and then, of course, you're not anxious. But the problem is it's very addictive. So here's the deal. To bring GABA levels up, here are the foods, from a nutritional perspective, that one should avoid. Okay, peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, anything with barley in it, anything with wheat flour in it, so that's bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All those foods right there will lower your GABA levels and make them worse. So if you eat those foods, it's making your condition worse. And all the benzodiazepine, all the Xanax is doing is masking all that. Now, supplements that can be helpful for GABA. Remember, GABA itself, if you take it as a supplement, which they tried to make it in a supplement, but it didn't cross what's called the blood-brain barrier. It didn't cross over. And one of the main issues with the supplements that are actually beneficial, L-theanine, very good. L-taurine, very good as well. And here's one that they've said is really good, valerian root. But I've talked to a lot of pharmacists, and just the interactions of what valerian root can do, it can have some similar effects. It's got a very long half-life, and what that means is when you take a valerian root, it stays in the system. So I've talked to several pharmacists, and they just said that's on their blacklist, meaning that they're not big fans of recommending that. So they are the experts when it comes to chemistry in the body, no doubt, and how drugs interact, how supplements interact. So just be careful. If you look into valerian root, which is a big component for GABA levels, you got to be careful with it, and you got to make sure you're working with a doctor at some level that's watching over you with that, because it can be combined with other components, and that can be fine. But just know that, again, you just got to be careful with it. So if you haven't had any major issues, life hasn't thrown you a major curveball, you haven't gone through a lot of stress, and you're wondering what in the world is going on and what's causing anxiety, usually it's nutritional, typically. And the Xanax is only going to be a Band-Aid. And again, you'll get addicted to it, very much so. So I'd be real careful with it. And your diet, that's the other key. Now, you told me, basically, I mean, there wasn't one thing that you mentioned that was healthy in what you're eating. The only way you're going to really make some major transitions in your life and conquer brain chemistry and conquer your body chemistry and feel better than you've ever felt before is to really focus. And if you want to finish out your vacation and do what you want, that's up to you. And I don't want to like try to dictate that, take all the fun away, but there's more fun in healthy eating and healthy living and feeling really good and having that energy. I always say that nothing tastes as good as feeling good does. And that's a little mantra that I've always taught people and a mantra that I live by. And it's true. The healthy foods, if you make them right and learn how to eat, you know, prepare them and whatnot, it's really amazing. So I would encourage you to start maybe looking down that path of what it means to eat healthy. Now, my book is called Empowering Your Health. But, I mean, and there's a lot of good books out there. So if you get mine, get someone, find someone that you can figure out how to lower inflammation in the body, lower inflammation all the way around. And if you do that, you'll find a lot of the keys to really healthy living. You know, of course, drinking more water, exercise, all the basic lifestyle choices that it's kind of like common sense, but we just don't do it. A lot of people don't. Those make a major difference, too. But knowing that you can change, that's the key. I know you're dealing with anxiety, but remember, everything in the body is tied with everything. So it's all about connecting the dots. And when you start connecting the dots, that's where you start finding the healing for what you're shooting for. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on the web. You can catch you and get up with all that's going on the show. Avocado is our food for the day. I'm a big fan. Why? Because they're great for prostate health, but really so much, and they pack a huge punch. They're healthy fats, but they also contain folate, potassium, monounsaturated fats, and of course they're very high in fiber. And they contain oleic acid, which has been formed or been found to improve overall fat levels in the body and help control diabetes. So by using avocados, their main source is fat, of course, but they can lower triglycerides by up to 20%. Yes, I said lower your triglycerides by up to 20%. Pretty incredible. And they help lower overall cholesterol. A low-fat diet containing avocados has been shown to both lower levels of dangerous low-density lipoprotein, that's the bad type of cholesterol, and raise the HDLs, that's the good kind of cholesterol. And the avocados are also a huge source of fiber, 10 grams and only one avocado. And we know, of course, that will help lower blood pressure, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, specifically colon cancer. And they contain 30% more potassium than a banana. But don't go for the banana, go for the avocado. Potassium is beneficial in the body by lowering blood pressure, yada, yada, yada. So, as you can see, the benefits of avocados, I'm a big fan of. Most people worry about the fat, and I think it's ridiculous because the fat in these avocados is the kind of fat that you need. And most of us get a lot of the fat we don't need. By putting the good, healthy fats in, you'll notice a big difference in your overall health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.